AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The United Nations General Assembly is debating a response to Russia's effort to absorb four provinces in eastern and southern Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kislytsia, says Russia attacked Ukraine's cities after a bridge from Russia into Crimea was bombed.
Terrorist Russia shelled the capital city of Kyiv and many other Ukrainian cities throughout the country, with at least 84 missiles and 24 UAVs.
The AP's Ben Thomas has more on today's missile attacks.
Civilians, heads bloodied and bandaged, could be seen on the streets of the capital, Kyiv, being tended to by emergency responders who weren't otherwise trying to douse smoldering rubble. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's barrage inflicted the most damage on civilians, and video images showed a flaming crater right next to a playground. Russian President Vladimir Putin said his forces used precision weapons, targeting energy infrastructure and military command facilities. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
President Biden echoed that in a statement, saying Russia's brutality will only reinforce the international community's commitment to stand with Ukraine.
There's an increased chance of a nationwide rail strike.
The third largest railroad union in the United States has rejected a deal with employers. Over half of the track maintenance workers represented by the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Ways Employees Division, who voted, opposed the five-year contract despite 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. Union President Tony Cardwell says the railroad did not do enough to address the lack of paid time off, particularly sick time and working conditions after the major railroads eliminated nearly a third of their jobs over the past 6 years. No immediate threat of a strike exists because the union agreed to keep working. For now, I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The House Select Committee on the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol holds a public hearing this coming Thursday. Among those the committee has interviewed, GOP activist Ginni Thomas, wife of conservative Republican Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. House Republicans hoping to win the majority in the coming midterm elections. Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, ousted from her committee assignments early in her freshman term, could be part of that leadership should she win re-election. She tells the AP what's her agenda should the GOP take the House majority.
Number one, we need to impeach Joe Biden. Number two, we need to impeach Secretary Mayorkas. And number three, we should impeach Merrick Garland for abusing his power at the Department of Justice and the FBI.
Green's association with extremists and nationalists, violent rhetoric, and remarks about Jewish people have found a home in elected office, even as she was stripped of her committee assignments for those statements. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.